Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Now, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. The group 12 Till have already been able to make fans literally around the world through their YouTube videos and their music. They have many of you who have gone over there to leave not only their comments, but also, of course, their support. Now they are promoting their new EP. It's called 12 Till. We're going to talk to the guys not only about the journey of creating great music, but what it's been like for them to have you along for the ride. Quinn, Brian, Dante, hello to you, and welcome to the program.
Hey, you know what time it is?
What's going on, man?
12 Till. Well, look, you know, hey, guys, thanks a lot for being on with us. Brian, I want to kind of kick things off with you. I mean, what has it been like for you? Because literally you guys do have fans around the world that hit you guys up through, you know, not only through YouTube, but also other social media outlets. What is it like for you to see the way that they've been responding to the music?
I mean, it's a great feeling to know that we not also have fans, but we have supporters. And, you know, to have them receive the music the way they do and reach out to us and come in and do everything else like that is just a blessing in itself, man. That's all I got to say about it.
Yeah. Well, Quinn, you know, since Brian mentioned that, one of the things I noticed a few months ago on your YouTube channel, you guys, you know, were thanking the fans for that support. I mean, is that one of the things that's kind of kept you guys going as a group?
Most definitely. We've been doing it for about 7 years now. And it started us just really want to be a group that changed the world by having an old sound but also mixing it up with a new, fresh little sound, you know. And our fans ended up responding good over the past years. Like, they've been supporting us. So, yeah, we definitely reach out to them, let them know, man, we love y'all. We've been doing it 7 years, and y'all been keeping us pushing through the social media outlets.
You know, Dante, you know, I mentioned that, you know, the YouTube videos, and I bring that up because you guys have gotten literally hundreds of thousands of hits on covers that you've done of other songs. What is it like for you to introduce your own music through this EP?
I can hear you.
No, I'm just asking, you know, you guys have gotten so many hits on your covers of songs on YouTube. What is it like for you to see the way that people are responding to the music on your own EP?
I mean, It's dope because, like, we get to see, you know, how they feel about real R&B, and then it's dope that how they feel to see, you know, that they how they feel about our music. So, you know, they know real R&B music, and for them to know real R&B music and stand behind it, that's a great feeling.
Right, right. Well, you know, as Quinn was saying, you guys have been doing this for quite some time. Brian, I want to go back to you. What was it about music that made you say this is something you want to do?
Well, honestly, I didn't start taking it serious until I got with my brothers, you know. I was just the one to sing around the house, sing in the shower, sing at church growing up, never really just honing my craft until I got with these guys. So I started taking it serious when I got with Quinn and Dante.
Gotcha, gotcha. Well, Quinn, what about for you? I mean, what was it about music that spoke to you? When did it become serious for you?
I ended up watching groups like Jodeci, watching groups like Player, R.I.P. Static Major. I ended up watching them like in 1998, and I was young. My brother would put them on, and I would watch them sing around the house. And I grew up in church. I was 2 years old, started singing, so it was natural, but I always wanted to be in a group.
Yeah.
Like, just growing up watching quartet groups and growing up in church like that, I wanted to be in a group. So I ended up linking up with my brother's childhood friends, and we ended up making it official in like 2009. Been pushing ever since.
Yeah, the rest is definitely history. Dante, what about you? I mean, when did you first realize that music is something you wanted to do?
When my mama was buying CDs like Anthony Hamilton, Lauryn Hill, and I would listen to her, watch how she feel off of it and how she react to it, and I was like, you know, I want to make people feel like how she feel, and I kind of gravitated to the feeling and never looked back since.
Yeah, Wow, and I think that's exactly what your fans are able to take away from it. For those that are just tuning in, either on the radio dial or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking today to Dante, Brian, and Quinn, the guys that make up the group 12TL. We're talking to them not only about their love of music, but what it's been like for them to share that love with all of you. They also have their self-titled EP out called 12TL. We'll tell you a little bit later how you can get it for yourself. But, you know, the single we're going to be hearing a little bit later is called So Texas. You know, one of the things that I noticed on YouTube, you guys have the singles from the EP there, and one of the things I noticed are the comments already that are coming in since you guys posted it, I mean, just a few days ago. I mean, Quinn, for you, I mean, when you see the people responding to that song in particular, So Texas, how does that make you feel about the song and also about the music?
It's a good, genuine, down-home feeling because it came from the heart. We're actually Texas boys, and the things that we sung about, it wasn't written, it wasn't made up. We freestyled it because that's all we know and that's all we grew up on. So to get like positive comments and everybody responded to it well, like it's a blessing. So for them to understand where we're coming from, it's even better because they'll understand our journey and how hard times and the tears, everything we put in to be where we are right now.
Right.
It's been a long journey, but we're finally here and we just feel like it's so much more work to be done. So, hey, it's on.
Yeah.
Dante,
is it the same for you? I mean, do you feel as though when you hear that song, I mean, So Texas, and you see the way that your fans respond to it, do you feel the same way, I mean, that they're actually getting who you guys are as individuals?
Yeah, and like I said, we do it for the people too, you know, so, like, we want everybody to feel good about where they're from. So, you know, it's not just about So Texas. We just want everybody to be grateful. You know, you could be anywhere, no matter where you're at, just be grateful that God put you there and, you know, make it is what it is, you know. Just make the best out of it. So, you know, like Quinn said, we just So Texas. That's why we made it, because we feel like we just So Texas.
Right.
You might be
exactly.
So California, you might be so New York, no matter where you're from, represent the good.
Yeah.
The positive.
Yeah.
That's what you're doing.
You know what, that's a really good point. Brian, I want to go to you with that. I mean, how does it feel to be a role model? I mean, because, you know, as each one of you are talking about, you all were influenced by other artists growing up. What is it like for you now to be an example to other people as to what they can do and what they can be?
Well, there's really no pressure on our end because everything that we do is natural. So to be a role model is a step up, and to have people notice us and see us on a larger scale, it's just sometimes it can get overwhelming, but most of the time it's just natural and we do things in our own way. So everything just comes to us naturally, man.
Right.
Just from being around each other every day, man.
Yeah.
We play basketball together. We do everything together as three.
And that's the thing. I think that that unity is definitely something that people pick up on. Well, for those who have not had a chance to hear the single So Texas, here is your opportunity. Here is So Texas by 12TL. We'll be back with our final moments with the group right after this.
Riding with the muddy cup.
Just play me.
Who the fuck do you know? Pulling up in the bump though, real slow on the pole. That's us. Big money.
Niggas riding with the muddy cup. Damn it, Robert Davis, I'm a nigga screwed up.
Hold up, power. For my nigga big mouth. Oh, yeah.
I'm just a Texas. I'm just a Texas. I'm just a Texas.
Wondering why a nigga walk a little different. Why a nigga talk a little different. I'd rather rap bold than bold. On the chicken we sprinkle the salt a little different. Oh yeah, nigga we don't cook the same. No, nigga, we don't look the same. Take it back to 9-7. Oh, I'm just so
I'm just a Texas. I'm just a Texas. I'm just a Texas. I'm just a Texas.
Oh, I'm just so
I'm just a Texas. I'm just a Texas.
Hold my jacket,
I'm
man.
Just a Texas.
We ain't built the same.
I'm just a Texas.
Rock at it,
I'm man. Just a Texas.
Hold my mama,
I'm
man.
I'm just a Texas.
Hold my daddy, man.
The group 12TL. I've actually been speaking with the members of the group, Brian Quinn and Dante, today on the program, talking to them not only about their love of music, but what it's been like for them to share that love with all of you. I mentioned social media earlier, and Quinn, I'll go back to you with this. I mean, when you see the response, I mean, it's one thing for you guys to have people that you know supporting you, but you guys have support from all over the place. Is that one of the things that keeps you motivated as an artist?
Most definitely, most definitely. Social media came from a true story. So for people to respond to that in a way of putting it into your own way of understanding what social media is and what it can do for you, the positive and the negative in it, it's good, man. It keeps us going. It keeps us pushing because our filter came from social media.
Yeah.
But we did it in a positive way. Social media can be used in all the different ways, but most definitely. It keeps us pushing.
Dante, what about for you? I mean, as an artist, I mean, to get that support is one thing to have your brothers there with you along this journey, but is that one of the things that also motivates you as an artist, being able to see the way the people you've never met, how they're responding to your music?
Yeah, because it make us feel like we're getting a message out, you know, and people are actually understanding where we're coming from. Like I say, it's a new age R&B. You know, we want to put a twist on it and still get our point across because social media is tearing relationships up. And we feel like love is more important than social media. So, you know,
yeah,
it's great.
That's right. That's right. It definitely gets people in trouble. Brian, what about for you? I mean, what is it like for you, I mean, to see that support coming in, you know, to not only to the new music, but also to just to what you guys are doing 7 years in, what you guys are doing as a group? What has that been like for you?
Well, it's definitely a blessing for me for all of us, because you have to look at where we came from. We came from singing covers on YouTube, singing other people's songs. So
right.
To have them receive our music as well as they are doing it, and still right now people are still buying it. If they didn't get it when it came out, they're still tagging us and adding us, hey, look, we got the EP, we downloading it now. So it's definitely good, and it definitely motivates us and drives us to know that people are out there really listening to us, listening to our music instead of Jody C cover or Tammy Fox cover or Flair cover or whatever it may be.
Right.
But yeah, 7 years down the line, that's good.
Exactly, exactly. And you know what? I think you guys are showing other people, not only groups, but I think just individuals, period, you know, what it takes to make it, and that is the consistency and definitely not giving up. I think that's really been the keys to success for you guys, and it's definitely something that other people can learn from as well. Again, everyone, Brian Quinn, Dante have been our guests today. They're the members of the group 12TL. As I mentioned, they have their self-titled EP that's out now. Brian, how can our listeners stay connected with you as well as get the project for themselves?
Everything is at 12TL. Our Twitters and our Instagrams. The YouTube account is 12TL Official. The Facebook account is The Real 12TL. And if you want to follow our individual accounts, you can also follow me at 12TL B, 12TL Q.
and 12 till D with two E's.
All right. Well, guys, thanks a lot for the time. As I said, I know it's a busy time for you guys. I appreciate you guys stopping by. And look, it goes without saying, you guys are welcome back here anytime.
Hey, you know what time it is.
All right. Again, everyone, that was the members of the group 12 Teal. For our radio audience, you guys stay where you are. There's more Conversations Live to come. For those joining us online, it's going to do it for us for this segment of Conversations Live. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. You all make it a great one.